Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I had the pleasure of catching up with Sir Chris Hoy recently, and our conversation really reminded me that he is one of those relatively rare high performers who really retain humility and stay truly grounded while simultaneously enjoying huge success, as he did while winning gold medals in three successive Olympic Games. Compare that with so many elite performers who put so much stock in the outcome alone and what it supposedly means for them as a person. For example, they're special or unworthy, that they don't really enjoy what they do for its own sake. And they then define their worth depending on what they achieve and what colour medal they win. And clearly this phenomenon is not just related to sport. It applies in all spheres of life and business. Now, Chris doesn't fall into that camp as far as I can tell. And I think that's a big reason as to why he's retained that sense of groundedness and relatability. So in this clip, Chris talks about finding something you're passionate about and giving it your all, but crucially, enjoying it for its own sake, not simply as a means to an end.
I wanted to try and encourage kids to first of all, believe in themselves, believe that they can, if they want to, they can achieve anything, but to find their passion. You know, once you find your passion, once you have something that you really enjoy, that you love doing, it's so much easier to work hard at that. You know, you put more into it, and then you can achieve more from it. But it's not a guide to becoming an Olympic champion or, you know, anything like that at all. It's not even necessarily about sport. So yeah, first of all, encouraging them to find their passion, then aim high. You know, don't limit your beliefs of what you can achieve. Because in my lifetime, you know, I never believed I'd become Olympic champion. You know, your heroes are cut from a different cloth to the rest of us. And I just assumed that, well, there's no way I could do that. But the more you see in life, the more you realize that actually, yeah, we're all just normal people who, you know, the people who have done big things in their lives, it's because they've dedicated their life to that passion and that dream, and they've worked incredibly hard at it.
I like what you said about it not just being about sport, and you gave loads of examples, whether it be Beyonce, Ed Sheeran, all sorts of people who have applied that same mindset, the same approach, the outlook, the hard work. So it's a universal thing, isn't it? This kind of approach, this formula.
It is. And I just feel, having been around many schools and done talks to kids of all ages, you know, you often I would ask, so what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your, you know, what kind of things are you into? And the hands would go up and you'd ask, you know, you'd get your responses. And so many times, not all the time, but often I've had people put their hands up, kids put their hand up and say, I want to be famous. And you say, well, that's great. Well, what do you want to be famous for? And they just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, I don't really care. As long as, you know, I want to be famous. That is the end goal. And you suddenly think, God, dear, you know, they're, it's not their fault. They've been fed this kind of diet of, you know, Britain's Got Talent, you know, X Factor, things like that, that it's about social overnight media, success. Yeah. Social media, it's instant success. It's a talent. It's not about work. It's not about graft. It's something that you just have or you don't have, and it happens overnight. And, you know, even people on, you know, these talent shows that open their mouths and it looks as if they've just discovered they can sing. They've been singing for years. They've had to work incredibly hard to get to that level. And it's kind of debunking that myth and saying, look, come on, it doesn't matter what you do, you have to work hard at it. There's no guarantees. You know, you, just because you work incredibly hard for 10 years or 15 years, you won't necessarily win the Olympic gold medal or achieve what you want to achieve. But if you don't try, you'll never know. You know, you guarantee you won't do that if you don't try it.
Absolutely,
and the key thing to all of this is enjoyment. So it's not about the end goal. It's not about the destination. That is your target. That's what you're working towards. But the whole point of it is enjoying the process of what you do. You have to have fun. You have to love doing what you do. And if you do that, you know, the end goal is almost incidental. It's amazing if you achieve it, but it's not the most important thing.
Yeah, and it's a myth, isn't it, that fame brings happiness and satisfaction. It is about the journey, and you detail a lot of the little things that you've remember along your way. And as well, there's no guarantee. Like your granny said to you when you were wee, it's not all about winning.
Exactly. And I, you know, the biggest thing that brought it home to me was, I think, looking at people who had won and people who I assumed, you know, would be the happiest people on earth because they had an Olympic gold medal or a world championship or whatever it was. And the more I got to meet and know these people and become friends with them and realizing, actually, do you know what? They're not that happy. You know, Graham O'Bree, my hero, Graham O'Bree, Scottish cyclist. He was world champion in the mid-1990s, an amazing man. They've made a film about his life called The Flying Scotsman, designed his own bikes, built them with his own two hands, welded bits of scrap metal together, got, you know, bearings from an old washing machine for the bottom bracket. I mean, an unbelievable story. Won the world title. So without any outside support or assistance, didn't have any sponsors, didn't have a national team support behind him. And he won the world title. They then banned the position that he'd ridden in because they thought it looked a bit strange. He then came back with an entirely different riding position that he'd thought up without any scientists or wind tunnel testing or anything. And then, you know, and then they banned that again. But he was the most incredible character, and he had everything that I ever wanted. You know, to be world champion, that was my dream. And I met him. I was very lucky. My first world championships was his last world championships racing for GB. And we shared a room, and it was out in Australia in Perth. And every night I would be asking him, you know, tell me this story, you know, tell me about that and what happened here and there. And he'd sit up till 2 a.m. talking, you know, telling us these amazing stories of all these things that he'd done and experienced. And I just thought, you know, here's somebody who should have been the happiest man in the world because he had everything that I dreamed of. And it turned out he wasn't happy. He'd struggled with mental health issues his whole life. And it was almost, you know, a realization that having that end goal, having the gold medal in your hand, that's not what makes you happy. It's the process of doing what you enjoy. That will make you happy. If you love doing what you do, it just makes every day that bit easier. And it's not saying that every single day will be amazing, that you'll bounce out of bed feeling great every day, because I certainly didn't with my cycling. You know, there were times where you get out of bed and your body's aching and the last thing you want to do is get back on a velodrome or back in the gym. But on the whole, you love the whole process of what you do. And if you can find something you're passionate about, if you can find something you enjoy, you'll do better at it, but you'll also enjoy it along the way.
Yeah, there's this idea, isn't there, that happiness is in the future. When you reach a goal, when you win a competition, when you get a job, when you even find the perfect relationship, whatever it may be, then you will be happy. But the amount of people I've spoken to, and people like Johnny Wilkinson spring to mind after he won the World Cup, realize that isn't the case. If you're not happy now, why are you going to be happy in the future now?
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode, and please do sign up for my newsletter at simonmundy.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right.
because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.